Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's awesome to have you along for the ride once again. Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast. I absolutely love putting them together, and I hope that you love listening to them as much as I enjoy recording them. Coming up on today's show, we're going to be chatting some running. We head to Australia once again to touch base with Barry Ulofsson to find out what he's done to improve his run over time. Don't forget as well, if you haven't left us a review or a rating on iTunes, you stand in line to win yourself an entry into an Ironman. We're going to be giving away a race entry towards the end of this year. All the details are on this URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/win. That's where you can get all the details. Alternatively, what you can do is simply text the word Ironman to 44222, and I'll send you the details straight back. Coming up on the other side of our Coach's Corner, we'll head down under to catch up with Barry. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom, all the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to Australia once again to catch up with Barry Ulofsson. Barry, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. The run, not your favourite?
No, not at all. I run because I have to.
Is it? Does that frustrate you? Because I mean, everyone will say, I mean, you bike for show and you run for dough. I mean, it's as much as people say, yeah, you need to be strong on the bike. It's very much a running sport, this.
Yeah, I know. Maybe if I didn't go too hard on the bike, I'd enjoy the run a bit more. But I don't know. I'm a big guy. I'm very top heavy. So it's a lot of energy to get me moving. I think my fastest run split off the bike is at 3:08. When guys are running under three, and you're just so elusive to me. But these are guys that enjoy running. I don't get that runner's high, or if I ever have, I've forgotten what it feels like. Katie, on the other hand, she loves running, but me.
have you just dealt with it and come to terms with it, or is it something that you're always trying to get better at?
I am always trying to get better at it. It's frustrating sometimes, especially when I just don't have, I don't know what it is. I just can't move my legs that fast. But I am chipping away at it. I'm not a terrible runner, but in comparison to the runners out there, I'm falling behind.
I mean, your run has improved. There's no two ways about it. I mean, and a 3:08 marathon, as you say, that's nothing to scoff at. But obviously, if you want to win that bowl, as you say, you've got to try and make up some time there. What are some of the things you're working on right now to get faster?
Probably posture. I've been concentrating a lot more on where I'm centering my body. As a bigger runner, you can't look at sprinters and run on your balls or your feet, because that's just going to blow your calf. You look at marathon runners, and their center of gravity is nice and central, as opposed to leaning forward, which I think in the past has been my problem. I've been too trying to mimic fast runners, when really I should be thinking about where my body is, and keeping it central so to not wear out the legs.
And over time, I mean, is there one thing that you've done that you think has moved the needle on your run performance?
Probably the treadmill. Working more on the treadmill and getting that turnover. I think it's from what I can remember, what I used to run at, you know, cadence wise, I was probably in the low 160s, and now I'm creeping more to the 180s, and I feel more comfortable. I can go longer, and when the fatigue sets in, I can still sort of keep that momentum by keeping the turnover high.
How many sessions would you typically do a week on a treadmill? How many would you do outdoors?
I'd probably do 3 sessions on the tready and 2 outdoors.
Favorite workout on the treadmill? What do you love doing?
Probably the fartleks. I've got a set of 15 3-in-1s. So 3 minutes hard, 1 minute easy. That's my go-to every alternate Sunday. So one Sunday I'll have a long run and one Sunday I'll have a fartlek run. It's hard. There's a lot of sweat around. But you get off and you feel like you've definitely worked on the run. And I suppose that's the closest I get to a run as high as a 3-in-1 fartleks on every alternate Sunday.
And your favorite run outdoors?
Oh, I like running outdoors. No, I do. It's just not too bad. Probably it changes, though. Sometimes I like hitting the trails. We've got loads of trails around here. And then other times I just like being on the road, but on the actual road, not on a footpath. I hate running on the concrete. But if it's quiet enough and I actually get myself out of bed early enough and hit the roads, I do sometimes enjoy the road. It depends, eh? When it's hot, I want to be in the forest. When it's cooler, then I don't mind being on the road.
Barry, I have to ask you this question. As a fellow South African, any ambitions to run the Comrades Marathon?
Oh, no ways, man. Katie wants to do the Comrades. I'm like, I'll come and watch.
Well, Ilana Meyer said it. Olympic silver medalist in the 10,000 meter in Barcelona. She said, "You're not a real runner unless you've run Comrades."
Oh, well, I'm not a real runner, I can tell you that now. Maybe one day, when I'm 40.
When you're old and you decide you don't want to go fast anymore, you'll come and run that 56-mile crazy thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Barry, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking a little bit about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time today.
All right, thanks, bud.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of the Kona Edge, and thanks to our guest Barry Ulfson back again in a week from now to talk a little bit about his nutrition. Until tomorrow, actually, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself an absolutely brilliant day, and we'll chat tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.